It's Wendy Snyder here along with Jimmy Mack. Bill Leff is off, taking a little time off, going to a toy show perhaps. I'm not sure. Thanks to the 10 people who have texted in at 312-981-7200 to tell me conversate is not a word. I know that.
Converse.
I said that. I know what it is, or talk. I want to tell the story that I saw on Facebook. There is a kid. This is from CNN's Money page. And there is a kid that needed braces, and he's 24 years old. I guess he's not really a kid. He wanted to save money, so he found a way to manufacture his own braces for less than $60. And what he did, he built his own 3D printer at home, but he opted to use a high-end, more precise 3D printer at his school, which is the New Jersey Institute of Technology. And he used this equipment to scan and print models of his teeth. I don't know if you've been to a dentist where you have to make impressions and bite into that gelatinous stuff that, you know, hardens up. Mm-hmm. He built one of those with non-toxic plastic, and he made himself the Invisalign braces, these little things that are clear plastic that go over your teeth. It takes longer for the braces to work because it's not the metal clamps like they use for regular orthodontia. But $60. He made his own braces, and it shows the difference that his teeth made in $60. I mean,
how does he know how to adjust to, you know, apply the proper amount of tension? And
it's not tension. Actually, it is tension, but you do it with. He used 3D printers, and he made these plastic-like mouth guards. I don't know how he exacted which tooth needed to move.
That's right.
But you can look it up. You can Google it. It's all over the place. Kid makes his own braces with a 3D printer, but his teeth are completely straight.
Wow.
$60. And if you do Invisalign, it's a lot more than $60. The reason I bring this up is because the Consumer Electronics Show is going on. It's the final day in Las Vegas. And a sales rep from Apt Electronics in Glenview, Carl Prouty, is back with us today. And how about that story of the 3D printer and the kid, $60, who makes his own braces and fixes his teeth?
Yeah, I have to get his number because both of my kids need them. So, or two of my three kids need them. So, I might look him up. $60 sounds like a pretty good deal.
I know, but now 3D printers. My nephew lives in New York, and he works. He used to work for Rockstar Video Games, and now he works for a 3D printing company. And the things he makes. My sister likes elephants, so he made this little elephant. You can't believe this comes from a printer, but now they're 3D printing cars.
Yeah, that was a really cool thing we saw yesterday. We were just walking along and we saw this kind of like a purple colored car that just looked amazing. And we started looking around to find out what it was. And it turns out it was 3D printed. So they are 3D printing metal frames for these cars and 3D metal bodies for these cars. So it's, you can kind of make your own car. It's really, really a cool concept.
You know, back in the day, you used to make a model car with the terrible smell of the model glue, and now you really can print your own car.
Yeah, it was. I couldn't believe what we were looking at. It was really cool.
All right, so that's going on at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. This is the last day of it, Carl?
This is my last day here, so it's going to run through the weekend.
Okay.
We're leaving a little bit early.
All right, and what else did you see that astounded you? I still can't get over that 3D printing. It's the frames of the car, though. It's not the engine. You have to find somebody to build the engine for you and to assemble it.
Well, yeah, at some point it's going to be the engine, though, too. I mean, that's what these things are capable of. And actually, we were told that Peugeot, the car company,
yeah,
is actually going to be utilizing this technology within the upcoming years, couple of years. And then some other cool stuff. We stopped by Alpine and car stereos.
Yes. I was just saying, I hear Alpine, I think.
There's Android Auto. And these guys are the first ones to come out with wireless Apple CarPlay, which is really cool because you don't have to plug your phone into anything. You can just get in your car, put your phone down, and it syncs up through your stereo.
And automatically does that.
It automatically does that. So all you do is press a button, and you can tell your phone to make a call, send a text message, so you can keep your eyes on the road. So you're not ever having to take your eyes off the road.
Have you seen any of the newfangled appliances that they have out there?
Yeah, we saw a couple of refrigerators that are, it's amazing what they can do with these things. You can actually see inside of the refrigerator from the outside. So there's little cameras on the inside that'll show you what's in there. And then there's a tablet built into the front, essentially, so you can make reminders to tell yourself to make sure you pick this up at the grocery store. It'll send them to your phone. It's just it helps me out a lot because I'm super forgetful. So this prevents me from getting yelled at by my wife.
Oh, Sid, did you hear that, Jim? Carl gets yelled at by his wife as well.
Listen, just because.
I mean, I love her.
Yes.
Of course, we all do. But my goodness, the abuse that we have to put up with. So.
Oh, stop it. But here's the thing, when you go to the grocery store, seriously, unless you have a list, you're going to forget something. So is there an app hooked up to this so you can kind of see inside your refrigerator to see like how much milk you have left or if there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty
killer.
That's the idea behind it, is so you can see in there from the store, and you know, if you forget something, you can see, oh wait, I don't have eggs, I need to pick up eggs. So it's just a really, really cool concept.
So, you know, we have all mentioned that when is it going to turn into like living in the Jetsons time? You look back, you know, in the 50s and Time magazine, they used to have pictures of what the future would look like with the moving sidewalks. Mm-hmm. Everybody remembers seeing these
flying
pictures.
Cars.
Right. We're not there yet, yeah. But some of these technologies are really pushing us towards the future. Honda has something new. It's called the Unicub. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, that was a really cool, that was a very interesting little project. So it was basically like a little chair that you sit on. It's probably about 2 feet tall, and it's got a big wheel in the front and just a little tiny kind of a balancing wheel in the back. And it's hard to explain over the phone here, but there's on top of the wheel, there's other things that turn. So you can essentially go straight, but then instead of making a full 90-degree turn, you can actually move side to side on this thing, and all you have to do is lean. And they were super smooth running around, and they're self-balancing, so you don't really have to worry about falling off.
So it's like an adult big wheel, kind of?
Yeah, essentially, yeah, like an adult big wheel. It's a cool design. There's no backrest on it and no handholds or anything, so I'm not sure who all it's for.
Yeah, who would be using that?
If you're in a large area. If you're in a large area, like if you're working in a warehouse or something, you need to get from point A to point B quickly. It would be great for something like that because, you know, if you accidentally run into something, it's a small device, so you're not gonna really risk hurting anybody. So it's a neat design.
Okay, and that's the Honda company that's doing it. What's Hyundai doing?
Right. Hyundai had some driverless car demos. So as we're getting further and further along here, there's more companies that are starting to kind of automate everything. So it takes the thought out of how you have to drive. So these are doing everything for you. They know when to brake. They know when to turn. They know when you're getting out of your lane. So it's all stuff that's kind of designed to keep everybody on the road safe, which is great because not everybody's always paying attention when they're out there. So this is a neat way to keep everybody safe and sound.
Carl Prouty on the line with us. He works at Apt Electronics in Glenview. Carl, the YouTube channel is Apt Electronics, and people can go see all mm-hmm. the video of some of this stuff because it is hard to describe that motorized unicycle that Honda put together. But the videos right. are there?
That's right. Yeah, we've got them all at Apt Electronics on YouTube, and then you can actually get there from our website, which is apt.com.
All right, I finally broke down and bought a Dyson vacuum because everybody was saying that's the way to go, and they're very pricey. Does Dyson have anything going on at the Consumer Electronics Show?
You know what? I haven't seen anything from them yet. Because we were a little limited on time this year, we haven't been able to get to every corner. This event is absolutely enormous. If you've ever been to the Chicago Car Show, this is like 20 times that. So we're doing our best to get to everywhere, but it's so huge that it's hard to hit every corner.
No, it's understandable. I mean, they're 3D printing cars right in front of your face. I don't think you're going to be running around looking for vacuum cleaners.
Well, different strokes.
What's
for different
the latest
folks?
In vacuum cleaner technology?
Oh, stop
it. Samsung had a little robotic vacuum cleaner at their display, but I think that's the only vacuum cleaner I've seen so far.
Well, Dyson has other products, too. They have, like, a $500 blow dryer. I didn't know if there were some other things.
Yeah, we have all their stuff at the store, so that you can definitely check out all that stuff right on our site or actually at the store. I unfortunately just haven't seen them here.
All right. And speaking, all of our appliances are kind of starting to break at the same time. Do you know the lifespan of an appliance? Because I think we're on like, what, 18 years, Jim?
Yeah, I think you get to that 15 to 20 year window with just about any home appliance. You're going to start noticing its performance level is starting to drop.
Right. But Carl, is that because there are these newfangled things on appliances? Because it seems like our parents' refrigerator and freezer in the basement lasted like 50 years.
This is true.
No, my parents still have a freezer in their garage that I think is 40 years old at this point. But yeah, they don't manufacture stuff like they used to. So you really can't expect the same type of lifespan out of these. But on the plus side, all the costs are coming way down. So what would have cost $5,000 3 years ago now costs $2,000. So it doesn't sting quite as much if you have to replace that after 9 or 10 years as opposed to 15.
I guess that makes sense. And, you know, all the rage, I love to cook, and I can't believe I wasted over $100 on a Peugeot. Actually, you mentioned that earlier. They make a pepper grinder, and it was black lacquer, and I had to have it because I thought it looked really cool on our counter. A lot of times you will get people wanted those Viking stoves because they looked industrial, but there are other companies that are making that type of look now, aren't there?
Sure, yeah. There's plenty of them. Wolf, for example, they make a great professional-style range, Thermidor, Decor.
Kevin,
yeah, a lot of that stuff out there.
All right, Ruthie wants to jump in on this. We're talking to Carl Prouty, Apt sales rep from Apt Electronics in Glenview. You can go to apt.com. Ruthie, did you have a question or comment for Carl?
Yes, I have a brother-in-law that's a quadriplegic, and all he can move is one finger. And I was just reading in the paper that a Tobel Dynavax PCI Mini is a computer that they can work with their eyes. Did he see anything like that at the show?
Any computers?
Well, there's actually, when we were here the first night at CES Unveiled, there's a brand called Tobii that has eye control software. And we actually had a laptop from them in the store last year. So that technology.
That's the one, Ruthie?
That's the one, yes. Yes.
Yeah,
and you have
it's getting to be. We have that. We should still have that at the store, yeah. But they had a display set up here at CES this year as well. It's a really cool technology. And I was really amazed at how accurate it was able to track your eyesight as well. It was a really neat thing.
Really? And is it still at the store? Is that something that they gave you? Is that something they gave you to just demo, or can you can I purchase them from your company? From App?
We should still have them available. It wasn't a demo or anything that we had. That was an actual product.
It was
that
the actual
purchase.
One. Okay, well then I'll check there then. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ruthie.
You're welcome.
You know, you don't think of all the technology for people who are quadriplegics and can't do anything. A lot of us are just lazy and want things to happen for us. But what a great thing. Carl Prouty, Apt sales rep. You can go to apt.com, and Ruthie should stop into Apt Electronics in Glenview. If there is something that someone's interested in at your store in Glenview, if you don't have it in stock, I'm sure you can get it for people.
Absolutely, yeah. We can definitely order just about anything. So yeah, give us a call, stop by the store. We'd certainly love to have you.
All right, well, check out all the cool things. You can go to their YouTube channel at Apt Electronics, and you can go to apt.com. There's a link through there. Carl, thank you so much. Safe travels back.
Thank you.
All right, it is Wendy Snyder here along with Jimmy Mack. We're going to take a quick break. We have news coming up, and then I have something that I would like to discuss with everyone, if that's okay.
Uh-oh, that look in your eye.
It's 720 WGN.